This is Tamara.
Hi, is Tamara available?
This is Shane.
Hey, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling me back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just wanted to follow up here and see what you're interested in. Are you looking for working capital at the moment?
Yes, I am. What I applied for, well, I went on Sally's Beauty Supply website,
mm-hmm.
and I know that they lease furniture. You know, for salons. And so that's how I did the application. So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to open up a new salon in West Memphis, Arkansas. I currently have one here in Memphis, but my lease is up here in March of next year. So I'm looking to open one up in January. It's going to be a brand new salon, so I wanted new equipment throughout. And I just wanted just the basic things. So I don't know if I'm talking furniture or am I talking money. You just let me know.
Okay, so yeah, to better understand your situation here, you're trying to open up the new salon, but you're trying to get a bunch of new equipment. So kind of depending on the situation, you're looking for the furniture in terms of different sheets, obviously, to cut people's hair and everything. And then what other type of furniture were you looking for?
Okay, so, well, let me ask you this. So is it all coming just from Sally's, or I don't know how this works. This is my first time doing this with leasing something.
Okay.
So if it's coming from Sally's, I need about 8 stations, which includes, like, stations where you put your supplies, plus chairs, plus mats. I need about 4 shampoo bowls, which will also include the 4 shampoo chairs. I need a barber chair. I need waxing equipment. Reception chairs, and that's about the basics of it. That's what I really need, the main equipment.
So let me repeat this for you. You have the 8 stations. You need 4 shampoo stations. You're looking for reception chairs as well as waxing equipment. And then was there one more on there as well?
Barber chair.
Barber chair, okay. And how many of those?
Just one. Just going to have one barber.
Got it. Okay, yeah. So what we can do for you here is the equipment financing is, you know, kind of like a traditional loan here. You can think of, you know, typical car payment typically set up on 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments. And usually the rates are going to start somewhere in the mid-single digits here. Whereas working capital is a little bit different. It's more of just an upfront cash loan. We're basically, we deposit unsecured cash into your bank account, and then from there, you can then purchase all of that equipment that you want. Does one of those programs sound like it would work better for you?
Honestly, the working capital would be better.
Mm-hmm.
If that is an option, that would be better, because that way I'm not limited to just the things there.
Exactly. And so that's why the working capital is definitely a good program for a situation like that. And so you can better understand working capital, you said this is your first go at it. We do base it off of sales rather than credit more so. So what did your sales look like last year?
That is kind of hard because I don't exactly sell products. I'm more of a hairstylist. My money comes from doing hair, but I do sell a little retail product. So the whole thing, I probably made about anywhere between $50,000 and $62,000, something like that. And I say that because I also travel. I'm a traveling hairstylist as well.
Yeah.
And so when I travel, I make more money. I do film production, TV, stuff like that. So I will receive a bigger stipend for things like that versus in the salon making $45,000, $50,000, $70,000. You get what I'm saying? So on an average, about $50,000 to $62,000 a year.
Okay, and so and that is all going under, you know, into the checking account of the entity of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you said around $62,000?
Yes.
Okay. So just so you're aware, our typical working capital program, we are able to free up usually from 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So in this situation, if we're looking at $62,000, you know, hopefully could get you somewhere between, you know, around $10,000. Get that freed up, maybe not quite to that extent, but that's what we would want to shoot for here. Do you have any expectation on how much each of those pieces of equipment are going to cost you when you go to purchase them?
A complete station, which should include a chair, mat, and the station with the mirror, should be no more than $500.
That's cool, man.
Okay.
And I'm basing it off of what I saw on Sally's today.
Yeah.
Even if I don't shop there, I should still be able to get it at a comparable price.
Absolutely. And then the shampoo station, same type of thing.
That's a little bit inexpensive. That's about $350.
Okay.
Per station.
Yeah, because the chair is probably one of the more expensive pieces of that equipment, from what I'm guessing.
It is.
And then,
now,
of course,
the water station will cost about $700, because the chair alone is about $5.
Okay.
So that'll be about $7 for the one barber station.
Okay. And so with your business and everything, how would you rate your credit? Would you say you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle here?
Well, I just learned a minute ago that I have pretty good credit. My score is 651, is what I understand.
651?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. So definitely, and, you know, that shouldn't be an issue whatsoever because, for one, the working capital is based more off sales. Credit is a small factor inside of that, but it definitely helps to have good credit.
Let me state this, because I'm a very honest person. On my credit, it's only one thing on my credit, and it's student loans. I owe student loans a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I was in school trying to get my degree for 17 years with three kids, stopping, going back, things of that nature. Same thing I can explain to somebody else. I'm applying with two people, you and one other person.
Mm-hmm.
So on my credit, like, I own a car, I own things, but everything is in my husband's name. And I don't want to put anything else in his name because we're also getting ready to purchase a new home.
Got it.
But that is my score. But when you pull my credit, you won't see anything but student loan. That's it.
And just so you are aware, too, with the way that things work with over here, that is the point. These are business loans, so it will not show up on your personal credit. We do have to take a look at your personal credit as part of the process, but when everything goes through and everything, whatever this loan is on the business's credit, not your personal.
Okay, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, but it just helps because we do need to take a look at yours because, you know, there's particular situations that, you know, say somebody has $1 million tax lien, we're not legally allowed to lend to them. So that's why we just need to take.
No, I don't have anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why we just need to take a look at your credit so that we can help get through the process, and then from there we can definitely try and get you that approval.
Okay.
So have you filled out the application yet already?
I did. I guess that's why you called me.
Yeah. Okay. Because it got sent over to me. I'm just trying to better understand the situation. And I think at this point I need to speak with one of my senior members here just to see the next steps in the process. Because if you already have your application in, I think we can start getting worked on your file right now. Did you also happen to send in 6 months of bank statements as well as most recent tax return?
No, I just did the application, and then you called me about 10 or 15 minutes ago.
Okay, great. All right. So the next steps in the process, now that the application is filled out, in order to continue, we do need 6 months bank statements for the business. And you've been in business for that long, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so if we get those 6 months bank statements as well as most recent tax return, that's the next steps in order to get you the approval. And the sooner you get that in, the better, because we can get you approved in as short as 24 hours, and then from that point in as short as 48, actually have the money in your account. So we just need those particular documents, which are bank statements and tax return.
Okay. Do I send it to an email?
Yeah, so I will send you an email right now. It is, you have tamara7854@gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay, so I will send you an email right now with my personal contact info, and then if you can respond to that with those documents, that would be great.
Okay, will do.
Awesome. And so as soon as I receive those, I will definitely give you another call, and we can move forward from there.
Okay. If I don't do it right away, I'm headed to work at 1. I'll do it this evening, probably about 5 or 6. My time, but you will have it before in the morning.
Okay, great. And so if that's the case, then tomorrow morning we will definitely be giving you another call and we can work from there.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.